bow, bow, bow. And no one else in the room can hear the intro music, but I can hear it as it fades out. We are here with the cast of Lettuce and Lovage playing at the Gloucester Stage. Do we call it Gloucester Stage anymore, or do we still give homage to the Gortons who funded it? Are they out? Gortons is out?
We bought the building from Gortons, so we look on them as a wonderful part of our history. Okay. But
yeah, bought it out.
It's the Gloucester Stage Company.
Gloucester Stage, which everybody knows.
We hope so.
Long history. How long, Heidi Dallin, how long has the place been running as a stage company?
37 years.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing that Gloucester has supported a professional theater company for all those years. And we started out at the Blackburn Tavern, in the back room of the Blackburn where the dancing was. I'm sure you remember sneaking in there.
Yeah. And no, I didn't get that little golden age when the drinking age was 18.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And people could, you know what I mean? Like, there was some people that got grandfathered in. Not me. I wasn't lucky like that. So tell me, is there going to be I'm going to guess that when it gets to 40, there's going to be a big gala or something.
Well, we have a gala every year.
Yeah, but it's going to be a very super special one.
Special gala.
Yeah, well, yes, that's the one people have to really drain their wallets and to support this place. because when the round numbers come, you got to double the check when it's a round number.
You know what? You can support the theater 7 days a week just by coming to a show.
And you get rewarded by
and
that.
And telling your friends. Mm-hmm. And that's just right. Come to a show, and that's what keeps us going. I mean, we would not still be here if people who live in Gloucester did not support the theater. And I mean, we're enormously grateful. And all of Cape Ann. I mean, we're so grateful to them. That's why we're here.
All right. Thank you. Why don't you guys go around and introduce yourselves?
Hi, Robert Walsh, Artistic Director.
Lindsay Krauss.
Who do you play?
I play Lettuce.
You play Lettuce. Mm-hmm. Oh, so Lettuce and Lovage. Lettuce is a person.
Lettuce is a person.
Okay.
I'm Mario Lowry, and I play Lottie.
Lottie. Oh, there you go.
I'm Benny Ambush, and I directed Lettuce and Lovage.
The director. You're not in it?
No, I'm the director.
Okay. And we have Heidi Dallin, and Kim Smith is with us, who saw the play last night. So you're going to give us a perspective of... Okay, why don't you go ahead and tell us about what your takes was from the show.
What was my favorite part?
Favorite part.
My favorite parts was the interaction between Lindsay and Mara. Am I saying...
Maria.
Maria. And I just thought it was... I thought it was a beautiful play. Beautifully done, beautifully acted. My husband and I both... I mean, he loved it too. I went with my husband. And we also loved the sets too. The sets were pretty phenomenally done. But the story and then, I don't know, it was just beautifully, beautifully acted. I mean, there isn't all, there's four characters, right?
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and so,
cool.
And then these two, well, especially Lindsay, it's just practically nonstop. Dialogue.
Are you on stage the whole time?
Just about.
Wow.
About. I mean,
she
it's just like
talking.
It's just like no, really. It's the same kind of thing that you did for Emily Dickinson, where it was just just beautiful.
So whose idea was it to bring this to Gloucester Stage?
It was mine.
Your idea. So Lindsay, did you find Benny, or how do you decide who's going to direct it?
I didn't decide who was going to direct it. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm making major decisions like that at the Gloucester Stage.
Okay.
I just made a suggestion of a play, and Bob and Jeff very, very sweetly said yes. And then here we are.
So Bob, who picked Benny?
So I picked Benny because he and I are longtime friends, but also he and Lindsay had done a show a couple of years ago called Driving Miss Daisy that was a huge hit.
Yeah.
So that's like a no-brainer. You just say, "Hey, who do I know and like, and who works well together?" And so that was really basically it. Jeff is Jeff Zinn, who's our managing director. So he's also very savvy about producing plays. So he and I obviously build the season together. We talk about it.
Mm.
So those would be some of the elements that go into making a choice like that.
Benny, you want to give a little talk about what Lettuce and Lovage is all about?
Oh, goodness. It's set in 1990 in England, and it's about an effervescent and charismatic person who meets a woman who was once effervescent and charismatic, and they reinvent each other's lives.
Wow.
Yeah.
is there comedic elements to this movie?
Oh, it's a comedy.
Very.
It is a comedy.
Very.
A sophisticated comedy. So this is written by Peter Shaffer, who was a celebrated British playwright, known for plays like Amadeus and Equus and several others. So he's as good as they come. Mm. And this play has exquisite language, and lots of it. A lot of sophisticated comedy, some of it kind of physical. And it's just a wonderful, wild romp.
Cool.
And a good time.
And they played in New York?
It did.
Yeah. Maggie, it was written by Maggie Smith. Interestingly, Maggie went to Peter Shaffer and said, you know, I'm getting older, I've played all the Shakespearean heroines, I've, you know, done everything I wanted to do, I'm starting to run out of things to do, would you write something for me? A dilemma that we can all relate to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and especially nowadays, as the baby boomers get older, you know, women have so much life experience and have so much depth to them, but the roles are far and few between.
Yeah.
Even though, literally, they have there's so much depth in what a woman of age can bring to the table compared to a young pretty face.
Right.
It's probably really,
they have so many
once
stories.
Once you have a story like this and you get to be a part of it, must be pretty special for you. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And he wrote an amazing play for Maggie, but he also gave her an antagonist in Lottie that provides some pretty fun.
And Mari, you won an award. You're part of an ensemble that won an award. What was that?
Right.
What was that?
We just won last year. A Gloucester stage produced The New Electric Ballroom, which is an Irish play, again about women of a certain age, stuck in their lives. And we did just win an Elliot Norton Award for best ensemble.
Congratulations!
Yeah, so that was great. And Bob directed that show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
look at a team.
Yeah,
right? You got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
What's better when you have people that you really enjoy being around, and you can be creative? There's not much more rewarding thing,
no,
is there?
The best.
Well, and it's a jammed situation. So the heroic work that all three of my colleagues did here, it's a huge play, which it's fun, but we don't have a lot of rehearsal time. You know, our resources are narrow enough. Well, we have effectively 2 weeks in a rehearsal room, and then we move into the theater. Of course, we rehearse in the theater, but typically, yeah, so then we have like 2.5 days of tech rehearsals.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we have our first preview, so we get a first audience basically 2.5 weeks into the whole process.
Oh my God.
Wow. So
it's phenomenal.
Our goal, obviously, is to continue to expand our capacity that way, to, you know, begin to expand rehearsal processes and get ourselves what a show.
If you had more space, you could do that, right? Is that what
it
is?
Well, yeah. But, you know,
some benefactor, someone that really loves theater, a couple $1 million. Cut the check. Let's do this.
All right.
Cut
right?
the check.
Piece of cake.
I really want to say something here, which is this is a phenomenal theater in this place. This is a phenomenal area of the country. Extraordinary kinds of people, all levels of classes, of nationalities here. It's a melting pot, Cape Ann, and the whole North Shore. We have a theater that belies all of the doubts anybody could have if they look at this building and, you know, this old place. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely extraordinary to have someone like Benny, to have someone like Bob, to have Jeff Zinn running it, to have people like Maria coming up from Boston to help us do these productions. It is a very strange phenomenon in this country. People think that the arts come out of New York and Los Angeles, possibly some lovely things popping up from Chicago. It's just not true. There are incredible gifts sprinkled everywhere. And for us to be able to have this as a resource, to keep it going, we really hope that we can find that angel to come and help us really renovate the theater
so that it's really up and running.
It's a jewel. It is a jewel. Yeah.
But until then, you know, we trudge forward with our 2 weeks rehearsal, etc. But I really have that dream. So anybody listening who'd be willing or who knows someone that we can talk to, honestly, it would be the greatest fun to fulfill that.
And we do have folks, by the same token, in particular, John and Molly Burns helped us very generously with our new lighting system. So there was a matching grant with the Mass Cultural Council Facilities Grant that we received recently, and it just absolutely big overhaul of the lighting equipment, which was completely necessary.
Yeah.
The grid, the light board, the dimmers, you know, the whole thing.
And they sponsored this production.
They're also the current sponsor of the show.
And Miss Daisy, Driving Miss Daisy, didn't they sponsor Driving Miss Daisy too?
I believe so. Well, they're big.
So we like them.
They're very big art supporters all over all over the North Shore. I mean, John and Molly are really wonderful, and they do a lot with Pathways for Children as well.
Oh, good people.
And with the youth program, they're huge supporters. They were the very first supporters of the youth program at Gloucester Stage. Mm-hmm. They came. Paul and May Schwartz and I gave them a tour. We talked about it, and they were right there. We couldn't have started the youth program without them.
I talked to several parents of the children that are involved with the youth program, and they can't say enough great things about it. The kids, and John McElhenney's daughter, Ruby, who's this little cherub of a beautiful little child, and I went with my, for the Christmas play,
Holiday Delights.
And so it's not just Christmas, it's all the denominator.
Right. Yes.
But this girl was, you know, this shy little girl, and in this production, she just like stole the show. I mean, it's just, and the confidence in that little girl, when she was done with that program, I mean, it was over the top, like, unbelievable. Heidi, I mean, you really should pat yourself on the back and take some credit for that.
That's
amazing.
It's all, that's what it is, right? You know, for little Ruby to have confidence. I mean, she was 7. She had never been on stage before.
And she owned it.
She
she owned
solo.
It. Yeah.
She did her blocking. She remembered her blocking.
Yeah. God bless her. Yeah. Back to Lettuce and Lovage. How much longer do people have an opportunity to see it?
Till June 11th, Saturday, June 11th. We perform Wednesday through Saturday, 7:30, and then Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m., two shows on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And
you can get tickets online, I imagine.
You can go online to gloucesterstage.com. You can call the box office, 978-281-4433. And if you'd like to talk to a live person and talk about where you'd like to sit and things like that, there's really no bad seat for the show. As you said, the stage, the set is, we've never had that before.
Oh, really?
With the revolving.
It's really amazing.
A revolving set. It's amazing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to do that more often, or is this just unique to this play?
It depends on the director and the set designer. And
the set change got an applause last night. They did it so well. They did it so smoothly.
That's good.
It was very sweet.
And then it padlocks together so it doesn't move around.
Let's hope it does.
It was pretty awesome set. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm glad. I got to get there. Yeah. Anything you guys want to add in closing?
I'll add one thing. Mm-hmm. For anybody who wants to kickstart their life through the example of these two women that they'll see on stage, come see Lettuce and Lovage.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to live more fearlessly, with a sense of boldness, to have your life live in technicolor, to color your life outside the lines, see how to do it by seeing this play.
Motivational.
It is an inspiring play.
It's inspiring, and it's really funny. I mean, it's very, very funny.
We're so lucky. We're so lucky to have Gloucester Stage and the level of talent that we're bringing into this town for these productions. Thank you, guys. Heidi, thanks for all the work you guys do. Thank you so much.
Joey, thank you. There's one last shout-out I will give. We have this incredible army of volunteers from the community who are playing tourists in the show, who are roaming through the mansion with Lettuce's tour. We still have available performances if anyone would be interested to actually be on
stage. Yes, what are you doing tonight,
Joey? Be on stage.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The Gloucester stage.
You can play the Gloucester stage and put that on your resume.
That's right.
You're part of this play.
That's right. And you get a quick training.
Lindsay Krause.
You get a little quick training before the show. You get to run through it. And it's very safe. They make it a safe place.
You get to really show that to say to Lindsay.
Did you think you'd ever say that?
I hear Lindsay Krause on stage. Yeah. On stage.
You could die right afterwards. The next day.
Joey, you're turning red. I think you need Heidi's program.
But we're looking for, so if anybody is listening and they've always dreamed of being on stage at Gloucester Stage, that, and maybe you'll get to appear with Joey too.
Even young people.
You can bring your girls with you.
They'll love it. A family.
Yeah. Catherine's kids are going on. So Catherine, one of our contributors, and her kids are going.
Catherine Ryan.
Yes. Yeah,
come as a family.
Yeah. So
yeah, you can come.
It's really
fun.
It's really sweet.
Her boys would love being the tourists.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And a number of people do it. Have been doing it 3, 4, 5, and 6 times.
Yeah.
What time does the play? What time is the play start?
The play starts at 7:30. You come at 6:30 to get your tourist training.
Okay.
Then you go backstage and prepare with all the rest of the actors.
I think I might do it.
And it takes only 25 minutes.
Yeah, and you're out in 25 minutes.
After 25 minutes, the start of the show, you're done.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, wow. It'd be so fun.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
We'll see you there. That's great. That's
great. I know my daughters. I don't want to talk about myself, but one of my daughters is in the 5th grade play, and she has the lead in it. And literally, she was like, my other daughter is like a soccer star, and like, and she taught, and she's been like this soccer thing forever. And my Eloise, the older one, who's the more neurotic one like me, hasn't really had her thing, but she got into the play. And like literally, she talks about it, and she's like so happy and so proud. Yeah. And like,
send her to the stage company this summer. Yeah. She can walk right down in July Fridays.
Well, I think I'm gonna try and have her go on stage with Lindsay Krause.
Yeah,
that's right. That'll start her on the way.
There you go. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming, and everybody, go see GloucesterStage.com. I imagine
GloucesterStage.com. 978-281-4433 or drop in at the office during the day.
Oh, pick out your own seats.
Box office opens at noon. You can go in and look at the new lighting grid if you want to. If you're interested in being a tourist, you can look around so you're not nervous. Walk on the stage maybe. And we have shows running all the way through the end of October, so
there might be some other things.
But see this one.
This is the one. Betty says this is the one. Don't bother with those other ones.
Start with Lettuce and Lovitch.
It's good for the whole family too. Yeah, it's definitely a family show.
Awesome.
And you can bring the whole family, and you'll be talking about it.
Have a good laugh.
Yeah, you'll be laughing and talking about it afterwards.
All right, there we go. Thank you guys for coming again.
Thank you, Joe.
I'll be there probably 2 Saturdays from now. I think that works. Yeah, I'm in. All right, is that all right?
June 11th.
June 11th. That is. So you won't be. The play won't be playing June 11th.
Yeah, that's the last day.
I think I have my daughters that day. If I have my daughters, we're all in. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay.